Okay. This is, let me think. What would I call this? I don't know what I'm gonna call this, but basically, I just want to get on here and sort of discuss some of the things that I should probably talk about in my next episode. Well, let's start with, oh God, it's 3:24 a.m. Monday, June 10th, headed to the gym. And I thought about a lot of this stuff last night after I, uploaded the podcast. But yeah, so basically I just want to talk about more of how I'm gonna do this. I do want to do the once a week on Sunday upload. And, but I am realizing I will have to work on this throughout the week. Like, I can't just wait until Saturday, or I can't wait until Sunday and then just come up with all this stuff at once. So, my plan is to kind of work on bits throughout the week and then, my only concern with that is that your energy is different on different days. You open with one part and then the next day your voice is different and or you've had coffee, so you're more energetic, and so I wonder how that's gonna translate, but yeah, so it's so funny because I've already since I just woke up, I like can't even think of the stuff I wanted to talk about, but just trying to get it out loud, out of my head. But basically, who I am, which may not be important to anybody, but my situation, I probably didn't go into enough detail. So I probably need to address that. I do. My concern right now, the weight loss is pretty much. That's just, I won't say it's on the back burner, but it's more on autopilot because I'm going to the gym, I'm eating, real food, and I'm still losing that water weight, that initial probably, for me, it can be about 20 pounds of water weight before I actually start like hitting that first little barrier where it's time to grind. But as far as the debt, paying that off is going to be an interesting process because, my initial thought is to just throw as much money as it is as possible, as quickly as possible. But that's I've done that method in the past when I had the credit card, and it was kind of like I could do that because that money was then available to me again on the credit card, whereas if I just throw, my whole savings or what I have in savings at it, and it'll make a little bit of a dent, but it would still, what am I trying to say? Like that money is no longer available to me, right? So that's like my fear in doing that. Also, I've got an interview, the second round of an interview on Tuesday that could complicate things because if I get that job, I guess it's a pro and a con. If I get the job, that's great. It's potentially more money. The downside is that it requires me to move back to Oklahoma, which isn't in itself a downside, but the cost of moving. So that's the part of it. So, I'm a little hesitant to put a big payment towards because my monthly payment is $245, around 245, and I could pay double that right now, but But yeah, so that is but I should probably keep that money until I know for sure whether or not I'm moving, even though I guess it wouldn't, like, moving from New Orleans is only a challenge because I have a lease until January. It's June, so only half of the year is over. So if they were to, want me to start next month, which most likely they would, I'm gonna have to have a lease here and in Oklahoma. So that's potentially, two leases while trying to pay a debt down. So obviously that's gonna blow. And that's kind of part of why I'm trying to, work my way through this verbally, because it will be a challenge, and it will not have made sense to, put more money towards that than possible, or more money up front towards that loan pay down up front, if I then have to use that same money to, application fees and loan fees, not loan fees, rent and the deposit and things like that. Now I will be moving to a college town, so that adds another layer because, school starts in what, August. So, I'm in a tricky spot where if I wait too long, housing is gonna may become an issue. I mean, the city is bigger than just the college, but it really just depends on my situation. But yeah, so that's kind of like the wrinkle in my situation that I mentioned in the podcast that I didn't want to work a second job, but it may turn into an issue where that's like just inevitable. Like I will absolutely have to work two jobs, which isn't the worst thing in the world. I don't have anything stopping me from doing that. It's just such a drag to have all of your time devoted to pointless, not pointless, but things that don't mean anything to you. So I'm gonna think some more on that, but it's that's sort of what I need to get across in the next one, just kind of how I plan on doing that. And by then, there's a real good chance my interview's on Tuesday. There's a real good chance they will have made a decision by Friday. And so, I'll real good chance I'll know before the next podcast whether or not I'm actually going to Oklahoma. And I can't lie, I actually want to. I think it's a great opportunity if they're going to give me the pay that I want. If I'm being really honest, I probably will take it even if they are giving me the pay that I want. Because to me, the pros outweigh the cons of going back to Oklahoma, which maybe I'll explain in a future episode. But yeah, so that's kind of what's on my mind right now. Almost to the gym. It's funny, I got the time to do this because it takes me so long to get to my gym. Because I had been thinking about if I was going to stay here another year, moving my lease or moving my apartment, moving apartments. Moving to an apartment closer to my gym, and that would be obviously much better for me. I could just walk. There's a gym. There's an apartment right next to where I work out. That would save me some time. Or changing gyms. I guess that's the other option. I pay way too much. That's the thing. Everything in this area costs more than I expected. My rent. I guess I did expect it to cost more, but not as much more as it does. Finding a gym membership is, minimum $50. You can't find a gym that's worth the crap that's less than $50 a month. I pay $65 a month and don't even use all the features at my gym. Parking, I pay another $65 to park downtown, Central Business District in New Orleans to go to work. And so just lots of little things that I didn't really consider when I had moved down here, because I was coming from a small town and just had no idea how much people were paying to live in cities. But yeah, that's all of that. Maybe I'll do an episode where I break down the difference in pay or the difference in what I spend living here versus Oklahoma. That's a good idea. So I may do that in a future episode as well. All right, I'm at the gym. Take care of this.